The Josie Show is originally recorded and aired live in front of a live internet audience and may not be reproduced or rebroadcast without express permission of the producers. Thank you. Baggy Goodies Productions, Alan Firestone Productions presents another episode of The Josie Show. Tonight, Josie welcomes Sean Ryan Fox, Lovely Jane, and John Ray. I'm Alan Firestone along with Tina Passantino. And now, because she ate so much turkey yesterday, she's growing feathers, Josie Passantino.
Boy, if that was true, we would all be growing feathers. Hey, everybody, and welcome to the Josie Show on this Black Friday shopping evening. I hope you guys did a lot of great, awesome shopping, and now we're gearing up for Cyber Monday. Haha, that's when I do most of my shopping.
Hey, Josie.
Hello.
Hey, it's Peanut.
Hey, Peanut, what's up?
Hey, did you know turkeys can't fly?
I did know that.
Unless you throw them off a roof.
I did know that, actually. See, I searched that at school one time. Back when I was in public school, I knew that. See, I learned that. See, genius. But I'm very excited.
And did you know that the pilgrims didn't have microwaves?
Yeah. Yes. Okay, enough quiz time, because my guest is here. All right. So I'm very excited. We have a show packed full of interviews and music tonight, so I'm very excited. And then later we'll have our announcements and VIP members with us, so, you know, just all the usual. So I'm very excited. So first off, let's bring on my first guest, who you all know on Nickelodeon's Henry Danger. He plays Jasper. Sean Ryan Fox. Hello. Hi, Sean. How are you?
Good.
Good. I'm happy to have you on tonight.
Yeah, I'm happy to be here.
I'm so glad. And it's my pleasure to have you on. So I want to kind of start from the beginning on how you first, you know, became interested in acting. When did this come about?
Well, my older sister, she actually did some modeling, and then she wanted to get into acting through modeling. And I went with her through auditions and stuff, and I saw her doing it, and I felt like, you know, I kind of want to do this. So I started doing it, got an agent, and started booking some commercials, moved up a little bit from there to get some co-stars on, like, Criminal Minds and NCIS, and then got my new manager, and then I did a few movies. One of them will be coming out on DVD soon, and one of them will also be coming out next year. And then I went to the Nickelodeon Groundlings a little before I did the movies. Mm-hmm. And we did the show. We were all seen there by Nickelodeon casting directors, producers, stuff like that. And then I got the audition for Henry Danger, and I was really excited to do that, and now I'm on Henry Danger.
Yes, and when you first found out that you got the role for Henry Danger, was there a lot of cake involved, party, celebrating? What were your thoughts?
Well, me and Jace, who plays Henry on the show, we actually knew each other before the show. So basically our sort of celebration was just staying up all night and just Skyping and just chatting and just having fun and playing video games. So that was sort of our celebration.
Oh, I like it. That works. Well, that must be really cool. It's kind of like a reunion that you all, you know, you guys knew each other first, and then, you know, now you're starring in a show together. I think that's really neat. It works. It works.
Yeah, it does.
It does. And are you different from your character, Jasper? What are some differences and some similarities?
Well, I'm not as, like, a little offbeat or Jasper sometimes. I definitely do come up with some crazy ideas sometimes. Some of them make sense, some of them don't. I have to say, I'm on a sort of on a 75-25% unlike my character, but 75 I am, because I'm always super peppy, always, like, upbeat, always just happy, and just love playing around with my friends and stuff like that. But I'm not just sometimes over-the-top happy and gets a little kooky sometimes.
Right. Absolutely. But you do seem a little bit, you know, because you're a lot of fun and you just, you know, you enjoy hanging out with your friends. So
yeah.
It is. Very, very cool. And what's it like, you know, behind the scenes on the show? Because you guys all know each other. You guys are friends at this point. So what's it like behind set?
Well, sometimes we'll all we have this little spot up in the upstairs area where it has like a games, like they have foosball and ping pong, and we'll go chill up there and stuff like that. But when we're not, when we're not in school, basically, because we do have school on set, we go up there, or we'll go to each other's dressing rooms and we'll just hang out, or we'll just walk around and talk and just hang out.
Oh, that is awesome. You guys have, like, a fun little hang area with foosball and stuff. Come on.
Yeah.
That's so much fun. Very, very
cool. It is a lot of fun.
Yeah, I bet. I bet. And like you said, you're going to school. You do school on set. What's it like balancing the two? Is it difficult, or do you find it, you know, easy? It's good.
Well, when I first started getting auditions and stuff before Henry Danger, I was in normal school, and that was pretty difficult to handle through homework and stuff like that and missing class. But on set, since we're on set all the time and we'll have school there, we sort of balance it. It's a lot easier doing school on set than doing school at public school and then going to do something else in L.A. when I live far away from there. And it's just like, it's a lot easier because you're just there. So when you're done, like, rehearsing or shooting, they take you into school. You get your hour of school, and you go back to set. And when you're done there, maybe lunch is happening, and you go back to school, set. And then you just have, like, the rest of the day to do whatever you want. So it's a lot easier.
Yes, I bet. It's a lot easier, it seems. That is very neat. And for people who haven't watched the show Henry Danger, can you tell us a little bit about what it's about, the bottom line about it?
Well, the first when it first came out, the main story was about a boy named Henry who wanted something exciting in his life and wanted something to do in life. So he tries looking for a job, and this one store is looking for help. And he goes to the store, and the job is to be a sidekick for the town superhero. So that's definitely a big twist for him.
Yeah.
And he basically has to balance his school life, his family, his friends. He's got to balance all of this between being a superhero and keeping it a secret.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And so the friends, you all don't know, though. So that's like, it's...
Yeah.
Very secret. Ooh.
Yeah.
Yes. So it's a really fun show. I've watched it a few times. I'm 19, but hey, I still watch Nickelodeon.
yeah.
Don't judge. It's fun. It's a great show.
Yeah, it's definitely a lot of fun.
It is. It really is. And you all do such an amazing job on the show, I have to say. It's so much fun, and you all just seem like you really work great together.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's not like going to work every day. It's like just going to hang out every day, plus school, but it's just we're always having fun.
Exactly. And you said a little bit before that there's going to be a new movie out. I know you probably can't talk too much about that, but can you tell us a little bit about something, you know, about what it's about?
Well, actually, they're not Nickelodeon-based, but the one came out, and now it's coming out to DVD. It's called Field of Lost Shoes. It's basically a Patriot piece. And I enjoyed it a lot. So it is coming out on DVD. I recommend go seeing it because it's definitely a heartfelt, awesome movie. And I love history stuff. I love history. So, like, watching it was awesome. And then I also have another movie called Bereave coming out, I believe, next year. I can't talk about that one much.
Right.
But, yeah, that's coming out next year.
So exciting. Well, I'm definitely going to see the one on DVD. And once your new one comes out, I will absolutely watch it.
Yeah.
I absolutely will show my support. And I hope you all do, too. I know it's going to be great. And
oh, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, I know you have some other interests that you have. I understand you play drums. Can you tell us about that, how that got started?
Well, my normal school, when I went to public school, had after-school classes, and when I wanted to do something other than just going home and do homework and then study scripts for stuff, and so I joined drum because I like music. I like the beats and stuff like that, and so I joined drums and started learning, and I really enjoyed it, and I just play drums all the time, so it's fun.
Oh, I bet. When you're not, acting and, doing all that you do, what do you do, on those chill times, just hang out? What do you like to do on your off time?
Well, besides drums, I love to design and I love to write.
Mm-hmm.
I am a big Marvel superhero fanatic, so yeah, I'm like totally crazy about that. So So I love designing my own comic books and superheroes and stuff like that. And then I also write a few. I like write random scripts. I'll write books and stuff like that. So I'm a lot on my computer sometimes. But sometimes I'll get out and maybe play some baseball with my dad. Mm-hmm. And then otherwise I'll just go hang out and stuff like that. So yeah, those are my main hobbies that I love to do besides acting and stuff.
Right, right. That's the main one. And that's really cool. I didn't know that you know, for fun write scripts and stuff. Do you want to do that one day?
Yeah. I definitely want to. It's not a project where it's just like, hey, you know, I designed it, cool. I definitely do want to take it somewhere maybe and do something with it instead of just letting it sit on my desktop on my computer. I definitely do want to, like, maybe produce it or do something later in life.
You should. I know it would be great. Yeah, that sounds like a lot of fun. And I know that you are on Twitter. I follow you on Twitter. And I also know that you are on Instagram. So can you give out all those, you know, links if you can for people to join you and chat with you?
Well, I believe both my Twitter and Instagram are SeanRyanFox7, and Sean is spelled S-E-A-N.
Perfect. So go check them out. And after the show, I'll post on all my sites your, you know, all of your links. So for easy access, everyone will just check those out. And besides all of that, are you currently working on any other projects that you could tell us about? Or is that just it? You're just really working on the show and your new stuff is coming out? Or what else is up?
I've just been basically working on the show. We've just been trying to get first season done. We have been confirmed for season two. Season two has been confirmed.
Yes. Aw, that is awesome. Congratulations to you and the rest of the cast. That's incredible.
Thank you. We're trying to finish up season two, and then we're going to start up season we're going to finish up season one, and then we're going to start up season two for everybody.
Aw, that is so cool. What do you want to see your character, like, you know, revolve in? Like, what do you want to see your character up to next?
That's a good question.
I
don't know. I think it'd be pretty cool, maybe at least once, to see the man cave and do something in there. Maybe he'll forget or something like that, but it would be pretty cool to see it, like, do something there at least once.
Right. That would be cool. Absolutely. And is there something that you have done in your career so far that you know, that was so cool for you that you would love to do over? What's been a highlight? Dumping you up.
I can't figure one of those out.
Yeah. You've done a lot of really, really cool things, I have to say. I mean, you've met so many amazing people and just doing, constantly working. So
I definitely had fun in the first episode. Right. When I whacked Cooper with the baseball bat, that was fun. It was fun. It was so hard not to laugh when that happened because, like, the last time we did it, the bat just went into, like, five different pieces and just flew in the air, and it was funny.
Okay, that is hilarious. How many takes did that, you know, how many takes did you have to do for that one? Just the one?
I think we only did three because one of them was, like, a good one, and then the second one didn't really work out well, and then the final one was, like awesome, and it was so hard just, like, stand there. But we got through it, and I believe that's the one they used.
That is so cool.
it was definitely a lot of fun.
I bet. That is really, really neat. When you have to, like, laugh during a scene, do you have to just kind of hold it in, or do you sometimes just kind of let it out and see what happens next, if they continue filming, or?
You kind of do have to hold it in sometimes. For example, one of the episodes, Birthday Girl Down, when Cooper and Jace were doing the German impression stuff, we were shooting that, and when they were just screaming and yelling at me, especially Cooper, who was amazing at accents and stuff, it was, like, so hard. I kept the straight face for a little bit, but then laughed. Sometimes they'll cut because they really don't want to laugh, but sometimes they'll just keep it going just because they might not use my side of the shot, and they'll just use that, or they'll just use that for bloopers or something like that because they have a long enough of me with a straight face, and then they can use the laughing part for, like, another thing.
Oh, that's so cool. See, these are behind-the-scenes secrets. We wouldn't know because it just looks like, you know, when it all comes together, it's such a great finished product. You wouldn't know what would happen. Exactly. That is so cool. And also, you know, I want people to know Henry Danger's on Saturdays at 8 p.m. on Nickelodeon. So I hope you guys all check that out.
Yeah.
Yes. check it all out. And we are running out of time here. But I wanted to thank you so, so much for coming on the show and chatting with me. I really appreciate it.
Oh, no problem. I enjoyed being here.
Oh, I'm glad. And we'd love to have you back on anytime.
Oh, yeah.
Perfect, perfect. Thank you so much. Sean Ryan Fox, everybody. Talk to you soon.
Talk to you soon.
Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye. Yes. He's incredible. Super talented guy, and a lot of fun to talk to. That was Sean Ryan Fox from Henry Danger. He plays Jasper. He is hilarious. You got to check it out. And like I said, Henry Danger is on Saturdays at 8 p.m. on Nickelodeon. So please do not miss it. And I didn't know that they were confirmed for a second season, so I am super thrilled about that. That is amazing. Congratulations. And so now, let's see here. I want to talk a little bit about some announcements before our next guest gets here. We love our announcements. So first off, I want to give a special thank you to all of our syndications for re-airing The Josie Show during the week. So you can visit our syndications tab at josieshow.com to find out all the details for re-airing, where we're going to be, you know, heard, all the links, etc. So check that out. If you miss us live, you could always hear us there. So check it out. And also we have some new times for our Sunday shows on Country Blaster Radio, which is our 24/7 licensed and national chart reporting country music radio station. We have some new times here. So you can catch the CD Text radio show at noon Central and the Gail Carson Independent Artist Series at 3 p.m. Central. And the Josie Show, us, yay, re-aired at 5 p.m. Central. And that's all on Country Blast Radio at countryblastradio.com. I'm super excited we get to syndicate shows now. Like, what? I think that is the neatest thing ever. Like, come on. And we are in the early stages of planning our 2015 Josie Show and Country Blast Radio Award Show event. Spectacular. Sounds so special. Ooh. It is going to be super special. It's going to be a lot of fun, and we're currently seeking sponsors, so please go to josieshowawards.com and click on the sponsorship tab to see all of the available sponsor levels and what they offer to give you promotion at and around the event. And for any questions, all you have to do is contact Tina at 331-442-5833. The number again is 331-442-5833. There's a lot of double digits in that, but that's the number. So if you have any questions, just contact Tina right there. And we seek to have this event at a major venue in Nashville, and it's going to be all genre because the Josie Show is all genre. So, like, I feel we can't leave anybody out. You all are incredible. We were not going to do that. So, yes, I'm super excited, all genre. And also, I'm super honored to have been one of the featured women in the book Ariel Rising, as well as a contributing author. So you can pick up this wonderful book at Barnes & Noble online or at Amazon.com. Or, for a little special little thing here, you could email me at josie@josieshow.com if you would like an autographed copy package that includes my hardcover single, Teenage Girl, an autographed photo of myself, and also, of course, this book, Ariel Rising. And this package is $25 and includes shipping within the U.S. So if you email me, that is something that you would like to, receive, then just give us all of your details, where to send it, and we'll let you all know exactly, you know, where how you can get it. You'll find out all the details. Super easy. Just email josie@josieshow.com, and I'll send you all the deets. And next Friday on The Josie Show, I will be broadcasting from Texas. And my guest will be Texas Bobby Dean. I mean, could that be any, like, perfectly fitting? I find that so, so funny. So, yes, in Texas, we're going to have Texas Bobby Dean, Jason Lee McKinney, Frazier Newcomb, and PJ Kevo. So we are going to have a jam-packed show, four guests. And we may have a special surprise guest. You never know. You never know. We may have a special surprise guest. So there might be five. So you will see. You will see. You never know. It's going to be a great night. So please make sure you note that on your calendar. It is going to be phenomenal. And how about we pass this over to my producer, Tina, who has the VIPs. So can you just let us know what's going on with our VIPs? Tina.
Well, all right, I sure can. Sure I can. Yes, I can. So excited. First, let's go ahead and let's talk about our Josie Show and Country Blast Radio Award Show event. Spectacular. I want to tell you all about our sponsors. So first off, we give a special thanks to Robin Petrolo. She is the owner of RCP Promotions, and to Craig Abel, who has sponsored in the name of Feeding America. And you can find out more about Feeding America and how you can help by going to feedingamerica.org. And you can look up RCP Promotions to find Robin and all that she does right on Facebook. Just go ahead and type in RCP Promotions, and you will definitely find her. All right, now let's go ahead and talk about our Josie Show VIP members. Up first, we have got Will Sterling. Make sure you check out his Facebook page. It's called Will Sterling Redneck Country. That's his music page. You can keep up on all the latest and the greatest news. And you can hear a great selection of his music at his Reverb Nation page. And that's reverbnation.com/W Sterling. So make sure you go ahead and check him out and download his CD. You can get a CD right now. It's called Redneck Romeo, so make sure you go ahead and get that. Next, Mark Wildman. You can find him and his amazing art at markwildman.com. And if you go on the Josie Show Facebook page right now, you're going to go ahead and you're going to see a little something from each one of our VIP members. They're just a click away, and you can hear some music and find out what's going on for them. We have posted Mark Wildman's song Heartbeat from Paradise, which we've played on Country Blast Radio as well, but you can hear it if you go ahead and go to the Josie Show Facebook page and click away. Next, make sure you check out Rick Seaman. We posted for you his YouTube page, so make sure you go ahead and click on that. Again, you'll find all these on the Josie Show Facebook page. Click on his YouTube page and listen to some of his music. We went ahead and shared with you his YouTube for I Didn't Love You Anyway. It's a great song, so make sure you check that out. Next, Wayne Jacobs. You can hear Wayne Jacobs on Reverb Nation, and also you can find him at waynejacobs.co, that's .co. Wayne is the UK Country Radio Listeners Club Award winner for 2012, 2013, and 2014. He's an amazing artist. He's an award-winning songwriter, so please make sure you go ahead and click on the link and check him out. Listen to some of his music, and you can hear all of his music played on Country Blast Radio as well. Next, Larry J. Massey. If you go ahead and go to that Josie Show Facebook page, you will find his clickable link for his music page. You can find him at larrymasseymusic.com. So make sure you go ahead and click away and listen to his songs. He's got a beautiful voice. Up next, make sure you check out Kenny Charlotte. He's got a music page called Kenny Charlotte Music, and he also has a personal page that says Kenny Charlotte. Go ahead and like him and friend him. We are very happy to have him as a VIP member, and you can find out more about him at kennycharlotte.com. His CD, Crank It Up and Get Loud, is available right now, so make sure you go ahead and go to his site and go ahead and get yourself a download of that. Next, we have got Tim Garman. You can find him at timgarmanmusic.com, but he does have a YouTube page, so we went ahead and we shared that on Facebook, and that's youtube.com/TimGar123. If you don't want to have to remember that or write that down, again, just go to the Josie Show Facebook page, and you will find that, and you will find a clickable link to his Reverb Nation page as well. Next, Lisa Skinner. She is an incredible artist. You can find Lisa Skinner by going to her Reverb Nation page, which is under Lisa Huffman Skinner. So make sure you go ahead and do that, and you can hear all of her music on Country Blast Radio. She's got lots of songs up, and right now she's got a Christmas song playing on Country Blast Radio. So make sure you go and listen and enjoy her Christmas music as well as her regular music. Next, we have got Lace Whitworth. You can find the video on Josie's page for his song Tomboy, and make sure you check out his website. It's lacewhitworth.com. His song plays pretty continuously on Country Blast Radio, gets lots and lots of requests for that. So make sure you go ahead and you check out Tomboy, download it. You can get it on iTunes, and you can check out the video online. So make sure you go ahead and do that. You don't want to miss it. It's very cute, actually. All right, and next we have got Frazier Newcomb. Frazier Newcomb actually has a show coming up I want to tell you about. It's on December 7th. It'll be Fraser Newcomb and the Down East Trio band that will be there as well. It's the Fraser's Family Christmas Show. Again, December 7th, it's from 2 to 5 p.m., and this will be at St. John's Memorial Hall. That's at 1215 Main Street in Dartmouth, Nova Scotia. So make sure you go ahead and check out all the details. We've got the flyer posted on our site, so make sure you go ahead and check that out. It's just facebook.com/Josie Show. If you're a friend on her personal page, we have it posted there as well. And it looks like the cost is only $12 at the door to get in. So make sure you check that out. It looks like they've got a lot of things included. And you'll see here, lunch included, presents, door prize, canteen. I mean, they've got all kinds of great stuff coming. And they're going to be featuring some other great people as well. It looks like we have got, it says, backed by popular demand, singer-songwriter Kathleen Power is going to be there. And featuring fiddler Brooklyn Blackmore. So it looks like it's going to be a fantastic show. Again, that's December 7th from 2 to 5 p.m. in Nova Scotia. So if you're anywhere near there, you definitely want to catch the Fraser Family Christmas Show. It sounds like it's going to be absolutely fabulous. All right, those are our Josie Show VIP members. And just so that you know, if you want to become a Josie Show VIP member, all you need to do is go to josieshow.com, click on the VIP membership tab, and that'll take you straight to where you need to sign up. It's real easy. It takes about a minute to sign up, and your benefits last an entire year. And there are quite a few benefits of promotion, as a matter of fact. And since we have another second here before our guest shows up, let me go ahead and tell you a little bit about what you get. So for $45 cost, which lasts an entire year, but certainly is not bad for radio promotion, let me see, you get things such as your artist picture and link on our site under our VIP membership tab, so everybody can click and get to your site right away and see who you are and where they can find out more information. If you have any performances, tours, new albums, singles, videos, or anything else you want to announce on worldwide live radio, all you have to do is tell us and we make that happen too. Next, we will mention you in press releases when we have them come out about things having to do with Josie Show and VIP members. You'll be part of Josie Show events and specials if you wish. You will get an invite for that. You get original songs played during our Josie Show pre-show every Friday night. So that's a great deal. Weekly plugs on our social media sites, of course. We offer to give you to take part in a special edition episode of the Josie Show for VIP members, which is going to be coming up here in December. We'll have details about that next week. You can get promotional liners put on Country Blast Radio. You can't beat that. And you certainly get all the information that we tell you as far as about the artists every Friday night on the Josie Show. So you can't beat that. So it's an awful lot of goodies, and we keep adding to it as much as we can. So all kinds of goodies there for just at very small cost once a year. So there you go. If you're interested, that's how you become a Josie Show VIP member. Just sign up right at josieshow.com by clicking on the VIP membership tab and just follow the very simple instructions. All right, I'm going to turn this back over to you and go run back to my switchboard. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to run. See?
Good deal. Good deal. Thank you very much for letting us know all about our VIP members and all the info on how you can become a VIP member and all of that other info. So thank you so much. And so I hope all of you guys, you know, check that out if that's something that you're into. And I want to talk a little bit about our country music radio station, Country Blast Radio. And like I said before, it's a 24/7 licensed and national chart reporting country music radio station. And we play the best mix of all that is country, from signed and independent artists. And you can hear us and check out what is going on, including station contests, at countryblastradio.com. And since we are worldwide on Live 365, you can hear us at live365.com. That's the website, by searching Country Blast Radio in the little search bar. And then you can listen to us there at the website. And don't forget to make us your preset. So it's just a click of the button, and then you can find our station without having to type any, you know, type our name over and over in the search bar. That makes it a little bit easier. And also, if you go to, if you have like an iPhone or, you know, an Android, there's a great app. It's free, the Live 365 app. And all you have to do is search Country Blast Radio once you're in the app. And you can make us your preset there, too. So you could take us along with you every day, even when you're not near a computer. So, yes, you could be on your phone jamming out some country music, you know, at a barbecue, you know, your neighbor's house, you know, your aunts, your cousins, et cetera. So you can hear us anytime. So and also our website is countryblastradio.com. And we are highly ranked on Live 365 at number 3 in hot country hits worldwide, ahead of many FM stations, which still kind of surprises me. Which, I mean, not surprise me. What's the word? It's kind of like surprising. It's just it makes me so happy, and it's because of all of you guys for tuning into the show and listening. And thank you so much for doing so. You know, and putting us on that list. That's amazing. And you can also hear The Josie Show live on Country Blast Radio each Friday night. And remember, we are licensed in national chart reporting stations. So check us out. Make sure you check us out. There are tons of ways you can listen to us, as I just mentioned. There's so many, so you can't miss us. And yes. So I hope you check us out after the show. And that's countryblastradio.com, so you can hear some great country music. And like I said before, in case, you know, people are just tuning in and they missed who our upcoming guests are, for next Friday on The Josie Show, where I'll be broadcasting live from Texas, my guests will be Texas Bobby Dean, Jason Lee McKinney, Frazier Newcomb, and PJ Kibo. And we may even have a special guest, like I said, so it's going to be great. So I hope that is on your calendar as we speak, so you can check it out. I love it. All right, so let's see what is going on Facebook. I'm here. People are messaging. Oh, Jasmine says that she loves my show. Thank you so much, Jasmine, in the chat room. All right, so now my next guest is here. Everyone, please welcome to the show, Lovey James. Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, I am doing fantastic. Thanks so much for coming on the show.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me.
My pleasure. So you are a singer, dancer, songwriter, and actress. So you have many hats.
Yes, I do.
And how did all of this begin for you? When did you realize that you wanted to do all this?
So I actually started off as a competitive dancer. At a very young age, I was dancing all styles, everything from jazz to hip-hop, and I even did some acro and gymnastics and stuff like that. And it didn't really occur to me that singing was anything that I would be taking seriously, but my old vocal coach, she's a professional singer, dancer, actress, and she, like, heard me singing one day in class and was like, hey, you should take a vocal lesson from me, like, just for fun. I was, like, 8 or 9 at the time, and I was super energetic, and so my mom was like, oh, yes, just keep her involved, keep her, you know, active so that she's not annoying me all the time, pretty much, because I was very hyper as a little girl. So I just started taking voice lessons, and then eventually I started competing in the vocal division of the dance competitions that I was doing, once or twice a month. And to my surprise and my mom's surprise, it just kind of came out of nowhere, but I started winning, like, cash prizes, some titles, and even a few scholarships. So, you know, it still wasn't anything too serious because I was so young.
Right.
I kept up with singing, and all through middle school, I did a few more competitions, like in my local town, and I was noticed by a few producers who gave me the experience of, you know, being in the recording studio for the very first time, which was crazy for me because I grew up singing Broadway, so I'd be singing songs from Hairspray and stuff, and my friends would be singing Miley Cyrus and Justin Bieber. So
yeah,
it was really different for me. But as I started this whole journey to pop, I was introduced to a manager. And now I am doing performances all over the country, touring, and have a little fan base now. So it's been awesome.
Yes. You have such great fans, I noticed, on Twitter. And it's so cool.
Yes.
You chat with them, and, you know, you treat them like, you know, they're your friends. It's really cool.
Yes, for sure.
Yes, yes. And I wanted to ask you if you had any music or dance heroes that you look up to. Who, you know, as a child, were you, like, just inspired by?
Oh, man. Well, I grew up on the Disney Channel. I literally watched anything Disney. So, like, Hannah Montana and Selena Gomez, those are, like, my go-to girls. But now that I'm older, probably my number one musical inspiration is Ariana Grande. I love everything about her. I love her style and, you know, just how she went about pursuing her career. It just really inspires me. And especially how she acts with her fans. She's so active, and I just really respect her for that.
That's true. That's true. Not a lot of artists do that, but she does.
So yeah, she does.
Yes, yes. So she is definitely on a list with you would really love to collab with. She's definitely up there.
Yes, yes. Oh, my gosh. That would be a dream come true.
Oh, absolutely. Come on, everyone. Let's make it happen. Do a petition out there.
Yeah, start up those petitions.
On Twitter. Yes, come on, Twitter.
Awesome.
Come on. Got to happen. It's got to happen. And like you mentioned, you've done some touring. Can you tell us what that's like, being able to tour, meet new fans, and, you know, have fun?
Yeah. I would, like, ask me a few years ago what you'd think I'd be doing, and I would never have ever guessed that I would be, you know, in New York, in New Jersey, Washington, D.C., Utah, Arizona, all these crazy places that, you know, I've just been able to travel. And I think the biggest surprise for me is that, you know, I put out these music videos, and I know they get views and they get comments, and it's awesome. But then being able to meet people who actually watch my videos and know who I am in different states, it's so mind-blowing to me, you know, to just meet these fans. And I don't know, I just love I love traveling, first of all. And so, you know, touring is just a great way for me to visit all these cool places as well as, you know, go on with my music and meet my fans and all that stuff. So I'm in love with it. I haven't done a show a little bit. Like, I just did a show in California, but, yes, I miss it. I'm ready to get back on the road, travel.
You should, definitely. And it's probably a really cool thing to also see, you know, your Twitter fans, and, you know, they probably go to shows, and then they're like, hey, I talked to you on Twitter. It's probably really neat to see that.
That's the best, when I, like, direct message girls or boys over Twitter, and they're like, oh, yeah, we talked about this and we talked about that. That's so awesome.
That is. Oh, my goodness. It's all worth it then.
For sure. Totally worth it.
Absolutely, absolutely. And Jasmine18 in the chat room. Ooh, there's two people here. Jasmine18 says, hi, Lovey James. You're amazing.
Hi, thank you.
That's awesome. Oh, let's see here. JP Zammit in the chat room also says, hello, Lovey, you're so lovely.
that's so nice. It's so funny because I've done a few shows where actually people will think that my name is Lovely. Like, I don't know, they just kind of assume, but it's so funny how many shows I've done where they're like, welcome to the stage, Lovely James. I'm like, oh, dang it. Well, hi, guys, my name's Lovey. So I kind of have to clarify that every once in a while, but it's totally funny.
Right. Absolutely, absolutely. And Jasmine just said she followed you on Twitter. So for people who, you know, also want to follow you on Twitter, can you give that out for everybody?
Yes. My Twitter is just at the Lovey James, LOVEY, and then James, JAMES.
Perfect.
And I will follow you guys back. I'm really good at that. So I love being able to talk to you guys over direct messages and stuff.
Yes, yes. Perfect. So please, everyone, after the show, make sure you follow Lovey James on Twitter and chat up.
Yeah, for sure.
Yes. Do it. And also, I seen recently you put out an announcement about American Idol. Can you tell us a little bit about, I know you probably can't tell us everything, but I believe you auditioned. Can you tell us a little bit about that so far, or what you can tell us?
I'm not allowed to say anything, actually. Sorry, there's, you know, got those boundaries and stuff. But all I can say is that I really encourage everyone who's listening to watch American Idol. In January is when it airs. That's all I can say.
Perfect.
Sorry about that. I wish I could say more, but
it's all
kind
good.
Of on the down low right now.
I understand how that is, but that's good enough.
Yes.
Everyone, please keep a lookout for Lovey. That's perfect.
Yes.
Yes.
Please do.
Please do. And can you tell us a little bit about some of the music that you have out right now? I know we have a couple songs tonight, but tell us a little bit about it.
Yeah, so the first song that I released a long, long, long time ago, I don't even think it's on YouTube because the video is so embarrassing. But my most recent stuff that I have released, my most recent single is called Roller Coaster, and it's actually on Vevo.
And I think it's been the most fun that I've ever had filming a music video, just because I got to have some of my friends in there. I don't know if anyone who's listening knows of Dylan Dozot, but he's a really big Viner. He also does YouTube as well. So, yeah, I got to have him be in my video, and my friends Cassandra and Nick were also in it. So I think the best part was that literally we just got to be teenagers and have fun, like in an amusement park, just really, I don't know, it was just so much fun. And just being able to share that experience with them, as well as I had a few fans who were in my video as well. So, you know, just being able to share that with them was super cool. So, yeah, I have that song. And I also have a song that I released about a year ago, actually. It's called Who You Are. And this was the first song that I released that I was really excited about, just because of the message and the inspiration that it shared. I was in public school from kindergarten all the way up until my freshman year, and I absolutely loved school. I loved the atmosphere, and I was super involved. And I never really had a problem with bullying or rumors or anything like that. And it wasn't until I actually left public school that, you know, the teasing and bullying started happening, which was kind of hard for me, just because, you know, my understanding was that, hey, this should all be happening in school. And my friends who I thought were my friends, they weren't very supportive of, you know, my decision to leave school for my music career. But, you know, friends are friends for a reason. And, of course, I've made new friends and moved on, and I know I've made the right decision. But I really just wanted to write the song to let my fans know and my viewers know that it's not worth changing who you are to be someone else, because in the end, people really are just going to appreciate you for you. And so really, that was like the main message behind that.
Absolutely.
So yeah, those are just two of my songs.
Nice, nice. And that song sounds very relatable, because I also have, you know, went through bullying. I think at one time or another, someone, you know, either witnesses it or goes through it. So
exactly.
Mhm. Absolutely, absolutely. So I like that. And you seem like you are able to, like, you know, weed out the good friends from the bad friends now. So you're kind of just like,
oh yeah,
yeah, which is important.
I have some good instincts. And I'm a very easygoing person. You know, if something doesn't work out, I move on fairly quickly. Yeah. So, you know, I know what's best for me.
Absolutely.
So that's always good.
That's what is important. And I'm excited to play your first song that we have tonight, called Roller Coaster.
Yes.
Oh, yes. I am super excited to play this for everyone. So let's play it right now. And then afterwards, please go and run and find the music video for it on Vevo. Make sure you don't miss it.
Awesome.
So let's hear this song. All right, I'm ready. Roller Coaster. And we will be right back with Lovey James. Thank you. Here we go.
Gonna ride with my girls. There's no telling where we land. Going hard, moving fast. Try and catch us if you can. Throwing cups in the air. There's a party over here. We don't stop, we don't stop. Gotta have it if we want.
by Lovey James. And now make sure you go see the music video for it. Such a fun.
Yes, please do.
Absolutely, absolutely. And it's such a fun song. I mean, you can't help but dance to it. You can't help it.
Thank you. I know, sometimes I listen to it or have my friends listen to it, and I just can't help but kind of dance along.
You can't help it. I'm telling you, you can't help it. I can imagine this is one of the songs that when you're performing live, you just see the audience getting up and just grooving.
Yes, for sure. It is.
Yes, yes. I don't doubt it at all. It is. I'm over here dancing myself, so I hear you.
Go, girl.
Yes. And so where can our listeners go to purchase this song along with all of your other music?
I have all these songs are available on iTunes.
Perfect. Easy.
Just type in Lovey James or just type in Roller Coaster or whatever song you would like to purchase, and they're all there. And I also have some covers on there, too.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Awesome. I love that. So please make sure you guys check it all out after the show. Show your support. And I know we gave away your Twitter already, the Lovey James, on Twitter. But do you have any other social networking sites where people could chat with you, check you out?
I do. Okay, I have quite a few, so I'll just get them all out really quick.
Perfect.
I have Instagram, which is the same as my Twitter. It's just the Lovey James. I also have a Vine, which is the same as my Twitter, which is at the Lovey James. Let's see. I have YouTube, like I said before. I don't know if you've heard of You Now, but I do You Nows every once in a while. It's like a live broadcast where I get to talk to my fans and just kind of answer any questions that they have or sing a few songs for them. So that's really fun. I don't do them all the time, but when I do, they're always super fun. Let's see. I also have a Snapchat where I get to talk to my fans and send them pictures, and that's just my name, Lovey James. I think that's all the social media I have. That's a lot, though.
Perfect. Yeah, I'm surprised you can remember them all. I mean, there's so many.
I know. Props to me.
Big time kudos. That was amazing. And also, of course, your one-stop shop for all things Lovey James. Go to the website, loveyjames.com. There you have it. Yes. Perfect. Got it right. Nailed it. Perfect. And and so also, do you have any upcoming performances planned where our listeners can see you? I know you have one coming up in December, right?
December. I think so. I'll have to check my calendar. I'm super busy. The holidays are coming up, so I don't have anything, you know, close to Christmas, of course. But I always talk about all my performances. All my upcoming performances are on my website, as well as I tweet about them all the time. I'll promote, you know, where the location is or where, you know, what state I'll be performing in, and as well as ticket links and all that stuff. So if you would like to come see me perform live, just make sure you follow me on Twitter, and I always tweet about that stuff. So, but I don't have any in mind that I can think of right now. I might be doing a halftime show for a soccer game in December, which is always super fun because I just love – I'm not really into sports that much. I don't understand them that much, but
I'm with you.
I still like to watch them, so that's good. That's good.
That's good. That's really, really good. That's awesome. And I know you keep everyone really, really informed on Twitter. So that's like, you know, go there and you're good. So
that's
please.
The spot to be.
That is. It definitely is. And now we have another song called Never Let You Go. So I would love to play this song and then maybe we can be right back and chat about it. All right?
All right. Cool.
Perfect. Here we go. Never Let You Go by Lovey James. Be right back. Here we go.
Been having the time of my life, and I'm feeling for the first time. Now I know what I never knew. Oh. I got you where I want you, and I'm never gonna let you go. No one else could keep me interested, you know. I know.
Go, and that was a phenomenal song. And we heard the male vocals. Who is that? It was great.
That is, I didn't know you guys were going to be playing this song, but this I actually just released this song, and it was kind of a last minute thing that I did with my friend Brandon Hassan. He came up here for a show that we both did together in Portland, and last minute we're like, hey, let's do a duet. Like, we sound good together. Let's do something. So it was kind of just like spur of the moment. But yeah, that's my friend Brandon Hassan. He goes by Mowgli now. But that is our song, Never Let You Go.
I love it. You both do sound
thank
amazing.
Thank you.
Together. The harmonizing
thank
was
you.
Like on point. You're welcome.
Oh, thanks.
It is such a great song. And that was Never Let You Go. So it's great. Yes. Yes. And are you currently working on any other projects that you could tell us about? Any writing or what's been up with that?
Yeah. Yes. Everyone always asks me, like, why don't you do an EP? I haven't done an EP yet, but I'm really, really looking forward to doing one sometime in the near future, hopefully. But I have a few singles kind of tucked away, and I'm not sure when I will be releasing them, but they're both amazing, and one of them I already have the video done. I just haven't released it yet. I'm kind of holding off a little bit until after Idol and whatever, so... But yes, I have two singles. I can't really say anything about them, but just know that they will be released sometime, I want to say like next year.
Perfect.
Yeah.
I love that. Well, I'm excited for any new stuff that you have coming up. I'm definitely going to check it out for sure.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome. I'm very excited about that. And we'd love to have you back on, too. So, you know.
Oh, yes, for sure. Please.
Awesome. Sounds good. And also, another fun question for you. I love fun questions. I was wondering if there's a moment in your career so far that you would love to relive. What's kind of been kind of a highlight for you, would you say?
Oh, man. Mm-hmm. Really, I think the highlights of... you know, my whole career right now, have been touring. Okay, I'm going to give you more than one because all of them have been amazing.
Oh, yeah.
But I think just being able to travel to different states, let's see, I'll give you like my top three. My top three mm-hmm. favorite experiences in different states. I did a show in New York. And it was super fun. Like, I did a meetup in Times Square, and I got to do some shopping, and I actually ate at the American Doll restaurant. I didn't even know that that was a thing. But I was, like, 16. I'm 17 now. Oh, that's scary. But, like, a 16-year-old girl, like, eating dinner with all these dolls. But I didn't care because it was really so fun.
Oh, I bet.
Yeah, no one judged. It was fine. but, yeah. So I absolutely love New York. Let's see, I did a show in Washington, D.C., which was awesome because I went there in, like, 7th or 8th grade with my friends as, like, a learning trip kind of thing. But this time it was for a performance. So, you know, I went with my friends to see the White House and, you know, all the monuments. And,
oh, how
yeah.
cool.
Those are my top two favorite places that I've been so far. I've been able to meet my fans. And let me just say that the fans on the East Coast are amazing. They're always so energetic and, like, they're just, like, ready to go all the time. And I love that. I absolutely love that.
Oh, yes, absolutely. It probably makes your job so much more fun when everyone else is so enthused.
It is. It's really, really awesome.
That is so, so awesome. And as you mentioned, I want to bring this up because you are 17 now. I know you just had a birthday. So,
yes, I did, just a few days ago.
Yes, happy birthday. I hope it was amazing.
Thank you. It was really good.
Oh, I'm glad. I'm glad. That is awesome. And then we had Thanksgiving. What did you do for Thanksgiving?
For Thanksgiving, I hung out with my family, of course. And I actually, my grandparents from Arizona flew down, and they brought three of my cousins from Arizona, so it's been awesome to be able to hang out with them these past couple days because I don't get to see them that often.
Right.
And I got to celebrate my birthday with my cousin because we both share the same birthday. She turned 15 and I turned 17, so
It's
crazy. It seems like we were just having our first and third birthday like a year ago. So it's insane that we're getting so old now. But yeah, I got to hang out with my family and eat a bunch of food. And we're so competitive, and so we play all these games, and it's really fun. We did a huge game of catchphrase last night, and it got so competitive. It was crazy.
That is hilarious. Sounds like my family.
Really? Yeah. I think a few people can relate to that.
Oh, yeah, for sure. But it sounds like you had an amazing Thanksgiving, and it's really cool that your family got to come down.
I did. It was fun. It was awesome.
So, so much fun. And I want to thank you so, so much for coming on the show. And like I said, we'd love to have you back on. That'd be great.
Oh, yeah. Well, thank you so much for having me. It was awesome to be able to talk to you and answer all these fun questions.
Awesome. I'm so glad you thought they were awesome questions. I'm so glad you thought they were awesome. Thank you so much. And we will definitely chat with you again. Love you, James, everybody.
Yes.
Talk to you soon. Yes,
talk to you soon. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye. Awesome. Yes. That was so much fun chatting with Lovey James. Woo. And remember, please make sure you find her on Twitter. And her it's twitter.com/TheLoveyJames. And remember, Lovey is L-O-V-E-Y James. So check that out, The Lovey James. Follow her, woo, and chat. Have fun with that. And I'm so glad we got to play her songs, Roller Coaster and Never Let You Go, and they were phenomenal, so I'm super excited we got to play those. And we still have one more guest tonight, so do not go anywhere. We still are still going to chat with John Ray, so I'm very excited. We have music from him as well. All right. So let's see here. I want to play, actually, John Ray, who is our next guest. He has an extra song that we didn't think we were going to be able to get to, but I think let's do it. How about we try to fit it in right now? Here is Natalie by John Ray. So play it. Here we go.
Her name and where she's from, what she does, I have a little fun. She said her name's Natalie, She lives in eastern Tennessee. It didn't take too long before she started dancing to a song with me. Baby, come on over. Girl, come a little closer. We can dance the night away. It's just you and me now. Girl, I think that I found a reason to love again. Sunday morning, the second row, she was sitting in a church pew. When our friend played, was passed around, I caught her eye when she passed it down. After church, I met her family, went to dinner, got a bite to eat. The band played, that's when she started dancing to a song with me. Baby, come on.
That was Natalie by John Ray, and that's John, J-O-H-N, and Ray is R-H-E-Y. So if you want to find him, Google. I mean, come on, when in doubt, Google. So you can Google any of our guests, and you will find it. My producer just said something really funny. What did you say? When in doubt, Google it out. When in doubt, Google it out. I like that. That's amazing. Come on. Genius. awesome. See, that works. We should definitely make t-shirts, you know, done with that. All right. So is my next guest here yet? All right. So we are waiting for that. I know I mentioned already, like, a couple times. So my next guest. For next week, I mentioned that a couple times already, but I'm excited. My producer's telling me to do it three times is the lucky number. All right, three is the charm right there. So we have Texas Bobby Dean, Jason Lee McKinney, Fraser Newcomb, and PJ Kevo, and we may have a special guest, and that's next Friday on the Josie Show. So I hope you do check that out. I am laughing because. Oh, I am just laughing because, you know, my producer missed the two other times I said it. Oh, it's okay. It's okay. We love you anyway. But it's going to be a great, great show. I'm super excited to go to Texas. I went to Texas only one other time, and that was to meet Sonny Foster, who is amazing, and he puts on great concerts. And I got to interview Mickey Gilley. That was really, really cool. And so many other artists. Mickey Gilley, Bill Green, I believe, or build. It's like completely like fuzzing out of my head, but I know it was just a great show, and I got to talk to so many phenomenal artists. And I'll tell you guys, I'll give you all the links, you know, after the show, so you could find that episode. It was awesome. So Texas is great. So I'm super excited for that. And let's see here. I want to give out all of the Twitter links and Facebook links, all of our links. So we have so many links for the Josie Show and myself. And so how about we do that now? So you can find us on Twitter at twitter.com/Josie Show. That's our Josie Show official one, twitter.com/Josie Show. And then to find my personal page, it's twitter.com/Josie Pasentino. And that's Josie, and Pasentino I know is probably the longest name in history, but it's Pasentino. And you can find me there. I love chatting with everybody. I'm a talker, so as you can probably tell. So you could check that out. Yes, check it out, check it out. And also on Facebook, facebook.com/Josie Show and facebook.com/JosiePnineteenNinety-five. And unfortunately, with my personal JosiePnineteenNinety-five on Facebook, we are getting so close to 5,000 followers, which sadly, 5,000 followers, Twitter on the brain, 5,000 friends, and you can only, you know, sadly reach only 5,000 friends. So when I reach that, I don't know what I'm going to do. I might direct, you know, people to Josie Show, or I might start another page. I don't know. We'll figure it out, but make sure you add me so you get on the list. So do that after the show. Find us, find me at facebook.com/JosiePnineteenNinety-five. And also, I have an Instagram, and that is my Instagram handle is JosiePnineteenNinety-five. So check that out. Let's be honest, I post a lot of pictures of my dog and a lot of, like, you know, selfies and stuff. So, you know, that's my page. So check that out. So you can see the cutest dachshund ever. So check it out. Yes. Oh, man, I'm so hyper tonight. I have no idea what's going on. I'm kind of still on a turkey kind of, you know, thing. I'm pretty just wired for some reason. I had a lot of food yesterday, and I hope you all had an amazing Thanksgiving yesterday. So just tell me, you know, write me on Twitter or Facebook what you guys did for Thanksgiving. You know, I love hearing everyone's stories about what is going on. So now I want to, on a serious note, I want to play this. Take a listen to this very important message.
In a moment, cancer changed our lives forever.
We were told nothing could be done to enjoy these final moments together.
But in that moment, when all seemed lost, St. Jude Children's Research Hospital gave us hope.
Because at this moment, St. Jude Children's Research Hospital is saving lives with pioneering research and care. We're changing the way the world treats childhood cancer by sharing our discoveries with doctors and scientists everywhere.
And we'll never have to pay St. Jude for anything, ever.
At this moment, she wants to be in her own bed.
I want to be back at school with my friends.
I want to be outside playing.
Please take a moment and join St. Jude in finding cures and saving children. Visit stjude.org.
Hello, I'm Josie Pasentino, owner and host of the award-nominated internet radio show, The Josie Show, at www.josieshow.com. Bullying can happen to anyone. It's not just about after school on the playground anymore. Bullying can now take place 24/7 because of the internet and media services on your phone. Most of us have experienced bullying at one point or another in our lives, even me. I know firsthand how bullying can make a person feel and how long it takes to build your self-esteem back up. But you can. Remember, the person doing the bullying is the one with the real problem, not you. Bullying can even happen at very young ages, so if someone tells you they need help, please listen and take it seriously. Bullying is a serious issue that we have learned can lead to isolation, depression, low self-esteem, and even death. Everyone needs to get involved now to put an end to the senseless act of bullying. If you see bullying happening, or it's happening to you, do not wait. speak to a trusted adult immediately for help. Thank you.
And thank you all very much for listening to those very important messages that mean so much to us and our show. And so, yes, thank you very much for tuning into that. And I hope you all, you know, the new fans out there that are listening in on our show, I hope you guys check us out, you know, weekly. We are on every Friday at 7 o'clock p.m. Central Time Zone, 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern. So I hope you check us out. We always have, like, really great interviews with, you know, phenomenal artists, you know, whether it be singers, songwriters, actors, actresses, you know, writers, you know, people who've written great books. I mean, it doesn't matter to us. We love talking to very talented people, and I feel all of their work should be admired and heard. So I'm super excited, you know, for all the upcoming guests that we have for the upcoming year.
Hey, Joey.
So great. Hello, Peanut. Welcome aboard. Welcome back, I should say.
Hey, did you know why they didn't have cranberry sauce at the first Thanksgiving?
No, why?
They didn't have a can opener.
Oh, well, there you go. That makes sense. That makes sense. Okay. All right. All right. But what if they made the cranberry sauce, but they didn't use the can opener? Like, what if they just made it with cranberries? They didn't have to wrap it up in the thing.
What are you trying to say?
I'm trying to say they didn't have to put it in the can. They could have just made it, so they probably did have it. See?
Well, boom. Then the shelf at the store would get really messy.
There you go. That's true. That's true.
And they didn't have pudding either.
Yeah, unfortunately, they probably didn't. And pudding is awesome. So, you know, that's really, really sad. But, you know.
And they didn't have turkey.
Yeah. Wait, they did. What are you talking about?
There were no turkey. They ate deer.
I have no idea. I don't even think you know what you're talking about anymore. I don't know what you're doing.
There were no turkeys at the first Thanksgiving. They ate deer.
Really? See, I did not know that. So,
and lobster.
If anybody can research that, please do. I really wish we could have done like a little fun segment, but we did not have time tonight. I wish we did like a little fun segment on, you know, everything Thanksgiving and, you know, other traditions and stuff. But hey, we still could do that for Christmas, so we're good. We could find some, you know, a fun segment for Christmas. We'll think ahead this time.
Santa Squirrel's bringing you a present.
I'm excited. I always appreciate Santa Squirrel because, you know, he gives a
yeah,
lot of
Santa Squirrel
food.
Comes down your chimney and fills your stockings with pudding.
Exactly. So, I mean, it's a win-win, really, when you think about it. It's pretty much a win-win at this point. So I'm very excited for my visit from Santa Squirrel. Oh, people who are just tuning in to the Josie Show right now that have never heard my show before are probably tuned in right now. Like, what in the world is going on? We have a mascot that started from the very first show when I was like 14. So that's how Peanut came about. So yes, I promise that, you know, it's nothing more than that. A little crazy. I know. But yes, gotta love it.
Just remember, tell your kids don't let strangers in the house unless they're big fat men in red clothes carrying a big sack.
Oh, goodness. You know, Alan, Peanut, I don't even know which one to scold first. Yeah, all of the opinions of him are his own. Never know what's going to come out of his mouth. So yes, do not be mad at us. He's. But
did you know that New Year's was originally on April 1st?
I didn't know that. Are you sure about that? Sure?
Yeah, it was changed when we switched to the Gregorian calendar.
Hmm.
And April 1st became April Fool's Day because people got confused.
See, well, I gotta do a little bit more research because I did not know about that. So, you know, next segment. We're going to get that.
Yeah, so we're celebrating the holidays on all the wrong days.
And there you go. See. But I know a specific holiday that's not technically a holiday. I think it's just something that, you know, was, you know, made up maybe because I don't know exactly. But Black Friday was today, and I know a lot of people. I hope you all are being safe, first off. And I hope you all got everything that you desired. and enjoy. And you know, I definitely joined Cyber Monday because I love getting great deals online, so I don't get in the mess of, you know, the Black Friday craze with tons of people, you know, trying to rush and grab things. I try to be safe with the Cyber Monday. So this Monday is going to be my shopping day. I am super stoked about that. Woo! Cannot wait. So I hope all of you guys are being safe and enjoy.
Well, if your computer dies, how do you go online to buy a new one?
Oh, my phone. There's technology now. Come on. Get with the times.
Pilgrims did not have iPhones.
I know they didn't. It's true they didn't. Oh goodness. But yes. So everyone from your phones or, you know, your computers, I hope you guys get really great deals on Cyber Monday. And on Monday, I'm actually going to do a little shopping, but then also I got to start my 16-hour drive to Texas. So that is going to be something. So wish me luck there. All right, but now my next guest is here, so I'm excited to put him on. So everyone, please welcome to the show John Ray. Hello.
Hey.
Hi.
How's it going?
Oh, it's going great. Welcome to the show. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
My pleasure. I'm very excited to be chatting with you and playing your music tonight. We already played Natalie. And
awesome.
Yes, and a lot of people have been talking great things about it. Great, great song.
Awesome. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for having me.
My pleasure. So I kind of want to start in the beginning with you when you first discovered your passion for music. I love this question because you never know how someone got started. So how did you get started?
I always had a piano in my house, and when I was younger, I just started playing just for fun in the house. My siblings kind of played a little bit, and then they're a good bit older than me, and I kind of picked it up from them just messing around on the piano.
Mm-hmm. Oh, absolutely. So you got the bug there. That's how you did it.
What was that?
So you just got the bug from there. That's it.
Exactly.
Just kept going. Yes. And I understand that you have great stage performances. People have been talking about your stage performances. What can our listeners expect if they come to one of your shows? What do you do?
Basically, I just try to get the audience involved and just try to have a lot of energy on stage. And, I mean, you know, the main point of the whole performance is for everyone to have fun. We always have fun on stage, and the whole point is for the audience to have a great time.
Oh, absolutely. So I bet there are a lot of audience members that are on their feet and just enjoying the show.
I sure hope so.
Yes. That's the best. And can you tell us a little bit about some of the music that you have out right now?
Sure, yeah. Our first single, it's called Chillin' in the Country. It's kind of more of like a mainstream-style country song. We just wrote it. It's just catchy to us. We just kind of put it together. It's not really, really deep or anything. It's just pretty much about hanging out in the country, having a good time. Just kind of a fun song to turn up in your truck and listen to with the windows down.
Yeah, I agree. I agree. It is a great kind of chill song. You know, you could just enjoy, you know, after a busy day of work, you're just like, yes, you know, you get in that zone. I love it. And, you know, your song, Chilling in the Country, it's doing very well on Country Blast Radio, and we have that here tonight for everyone to hear. So
awesome.
I'm really excited to play this. So do we have it? Do we have it all ready? All right, we got it reared up to go. So let's play it right now, Chilling in the Country, right now. Here we go.
All right, thanks.
Pickup truck with the windows down and the radio up. Tonight, we're gonna have a little fun. There's a place I wanna go.
Go to purchase this song along with all of the other music you have out?
Well, they're going to have to be a little bit patient because we're about to have a CD release party in my hometown. Mm-hmm. And once we do that, we'll put it up on iTunes and on Amazon. But if you guys want to listen to it for free, you can just go to Reverb Nation and then just type in my name. It's John Ray, R-H-E-Y. But we'll have it up for sale, I'd like to say, at the end of January.
Perfect, perfect. So right now, just go to Reverb Nation, like you said, and then, you know, it'll come on all those great sites in a moment. Awesome, awesome. And also, can you give out all of the, you know, your website links, your social networking sites, so people can keep up on your latest news and chat with you?
Yeah, sure. For Facebook, you can find me at facebook.com/musicjohnray. Once again, Ray is spelled R-H-E-Y. And then we also have a band website. It's just www.johnrayband.com. And those are the two places to find us right now.
Perfect. So please make sure you guys check it out after the show and chat away.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. You're welcome. And I know that you are doing some touring, or do you have any, you know, upcoming performances planned where our listeners can see you? Anything?
Well, we're out of the Florida area right now. We are looking to possibly go on tour in the future. We'll be trying to put up some videos real soon of some live footage, and we'll put them on the Facebook link I just gave you and our website. So that would probably be the best place to see us within the next month or two.
Nice. So that's your best bet.
Yeah.
Perfect, perfect. And are you currently working on any other projects that you could tell us about? Are you writing, or what's been going on with that?
Yeah, sure. I'm constantly writing. In the future, right now we have an EP out, which you guys are listening to. There's about 3 or 4 songs on that. Kind of the next project is to take these songs and add to them and make an album. I'm sure all you musicians out there listening know that it costs a ton of money. So we're saving up right now and continuing to write to try to get probably 11 to 12 song album done. So that's kind of the next project. We're getting merchandise made, looking to play some bigger shows, try to open for some bigger bands, stuff like that. It's all in the works. So.
Perfect. I hear you. It does take a lot of time, but, you know, the longer you get it all ready, the better it's going to be. So take your time. It'll be great. Yes. So how about we play the next song that we have called College Girl, and we'll be right back, all right?
Awesome. Go ahead and do it. Thank you.
All right. Anytime. Here we go. College Girl by John Ray, and we'll be right back.
living it up when the sun goes down at a local bar. Yeah, it's ladies' night. She gets in for free to dance with the guys. She's a beauty queen. She's as sweet as she can be. She's suntan legs and a gold freak shirt. All the guys are flirting with her. She's a Katie. She's a gamma. She's your typical American sorority girl. She's a native high data. She's a wide old girl in a small town world who's always ready for a good time. Calls home. She's out with the girls all night long. She's a beauty queen. She's as sweet as she can be. She's suntan legs and a gold green shirt. Yeah, all the guys are flirting with her. She's a Katie. She's a gamma. She's your typical American sorority girl. Popular spot where the girls all gather. There's a country band playing, college girls dancing, beer being served, and lovers romancing.
By John Ray, and we're back with him right now. So do you have a band that performs with you? Would you like to, you know, give them all a shout out and tell us who they are and what roles they all play in the band? Shout out.
Yeah, sure. I have a five-piece band. We just picked up some new members right now. The lead guitar player's name is John Ragu. He also sings backup vocals. The bass player is Gerard Bates. And then we have a drummer, his name is Matt Parker. And then the guy that plays keys' name is Jordan Burks. So, yeah, we have a five-piece band, and like I said, we're looking to start opening for some bigger acts, and we're real excited. Yeah, it's going good, just trying to practice and get back in the swing of things from picking up some new members.
Right, absolutely. And how did you come, you know, how did you come to find your band members? I mean, were they friends of yours, or did you search for them?
That's a great question. A lot of them went to college with me, hence the song College Girl. We used to play on the college campus a lot. I just graduated this past year. So the last year and a half, I met the band, and we just started playing around town, started playing at college events, mixers, and different things, and just kind of took off from there.
That is awesome. And first off, congratulations on graduating. It's amazing.
Thank you so much.
You're very, very welcome. And that's really, really cool how you all came to, you know, came to be in college. I think that's really,
it's
really
cool. It's a lot of fun. A lot of fun.
I bet it was a lot of fun. I mean, you know, it's probably a lot of fun for the people that were there, too, so they got to hear you guys perform.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun for everyone.
Yeah. And is there one song that you guys really just love performing that really gets the crowd into it?
I mean, I would say, I mean, since we were playing on a college campus, playing that song, especially for the sororities, gets a lot of people involved, and, you know, we're just all there to have a fun time.
Absolutely. That's the most important thing is, you know, when everyone's getting
involved.
Yeah,
exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Oh, yes. And, you know, what are some things, you know, on your downtime, you know, because you can go crazy if you do this 24/7. So, like, on your free time, what do you like to do for fun when you're not working on your music?
I mean, honestly, I mean, I really do love doing music. Even on my spare time, I'm writing songs or talking about music. But I love playing sports also. I love playing basketball and just hanging out with friends, watching, you know, movies on the weekend or whatever else. But going fishing sometimes. So, but, you know, just like anyone else, playing sports or but a lot of times, you know, it all relates back to music. It's kind of funny because I'm either performing and then on my downtime to kind of get away, I end up songwriting. So I play
funny.
Music a lot, but yeah.
That's your main thing.
Yeah.
Very, very cool. And, you know, since you write a lot, you know, where do you draw your inspiration from? Do you usually like to write things that are more relatable or, you know, just things that pop up?
Sure. I mean, yeah, I mean, things in my own life, things that are going on. Sometimes I make up stories. That would be a cool story, something I heard.
Yeah.
Sometimes I just have a catchy melody in my head and I try to put words to it. It's really kind of all over the place.
It all depends what you're feeling that day.
Exactly.
Yeah, very, very cool. And, you know, I'm very, very excited about everything that you, you know, have coming out. And good luck with all of your future endeavors and, you know, everything that you have going on. I'm definitely going to watch out to see everything that you put out.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me.
Oh, anytime. And thank you so much for coming on and allowing us to play your music tonight. I appreciate it.
Oh, yeah. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you so much. Talk to you soon. Love to have you back.
All right. All right. Bye.
Bye. John Ray, everybody. Woo! Yes. So, everyone, make sure you check out all of my guests that I had on tonight. Please check out Sean Ryan Fox, Lovey James, and, of course, John Ray, who we just spoke too. And I'm so happy that I got to talk to all these wonderful, phenomenal, great people, super friendly and down to earth. They're amazing. So please check them out, everybody, after the show. And thank you all so, so much for tuning into the Josie Show and sticking with us during all our craziness. thank you all, and we will see you guys next Friday with some more guests. I mean, come on, nothing better than that. So thank you all, and so, you know, I hope you all had a great Thanksgiving once again and a very safe Cyber Monday, although it's pretty safe. I mean, you're on a computer, but I hope you guys just stay safe, just please. so thank you all so much, and chat with you guys again real soon. Thank you so much for tuning in to The Josie Show. And remember, The Josie Show is originally aired and recorded live at josieshow.com with a live internet audience. It may not be recorded or aired without written consent from The Josie Show management. Good night, everyone. Thanks so much for tuning in to The Josie Show right here at josieshow.com. Good night. Mwah! That was like a weird one. I was like, mwah! That was weird. I don't know. Good night, everybody. funny show tonight. Woo!